What is going on, everybody, and welcome to another Investor's Digest Market Update. I'm John Barr with Prime Homes. I know it says February 2019. This is in the review of the January data and a little bit of a December because the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the government, it's taken a while to get their information out. Probably something to do with that government shutdown we had during December and January. So we'll kind of get into this and head right on through. So, average sales price in San Antonio is just shy of $250,000, and that is a 1.55% increase year over year. Median sales price dropped, which is typical for this time of year, to the lowest point of the cycle, but it is still 3.6% increase year over year. So that's the important thing, is median sales price is still up, but it fell for January, which is typically the slowest month of all real estate. Right after the holidays, it's cooler, kids are going back to school, less people tend to buy houses during January, and you'll see that on some of these next slides. Total sales was 1,788, which is a 1.2% increase year over year, so that's good. Average rental price did fall year over year, not much, only 0.3, but that's something that we never like to see. Usually rents are pretty stable, and the average rent was $1,443. And employment, like I mentioned, this is December data. The government didn't get the stuff out as quick as I wish they would. But we're sitting just over 1.15 million people, and that is a 0.99% increase year over year. But we did lose a few jobs from the previous month, only 443. Not that big of an issue. A pretty small number when we're talking about employment of 1.15 million. So it's always good to see employment continue to increase year over year. The unemployment rate increased by 0.1, but to 3.17, and that is, well, and that's why I'm not too worried about a few job losses or anything like that, because we are well below the historical average, we're well below the national average and the Texas average, sitting down here at 3.17. So San Antonio people are employed and they are working. Now, the months of inventory did increase up to 5.55, and remember, months of inventory basically means that if I took all the houses that were on the market and no new houses got listed, and how fast people were absorbing houses, how long would it take to absorb all the houses that are currently on the market? And a balanced market between buyers and sellers is 6 months inventory, and we're sitting at 5.55. That is a 1.61 month increase from the previous month. Remember, January is the slowest month for real estate. So see a huge month of inventory beginning of February, that doesn't really surprise me, because not a lot of homes are being bought during the January time frame. So if you're a buyer, that's a good time to try to buy, but if you're a seller, not the best time. So kind of keep that in mind when you're doing your renovations or whatever it is that you are doing. You can kind of see here the long-term trends of the median sales prices. This is from June 2010 through January 2019. And what you're really looking at are the cycles of real estate. It goes up in the summertime, down in the wintertime. So you can kind of see it just goes up every year so far since about 2011. That's when we kind of hit our bottom from the last recession. And you can kind of see how it dropped off. Now, I would expect the next month when I do this, when I analyze the February data, that the prices now are starting to tick back up heading into the summertime. So it's always something that we want to see. If it was to continue to fall, then I'd be kind of curious what is going on. Monthly rent follows kind of the same cycle where the best time to get the highest rents is going to be the summertime. Worst time is in the wintertime. I always personally try to structure our leases to end around that March, April, May time frame as long as possible. If you're buying a rental property, hey, you're the owner. You can do whatever you want. Like if you have a tenant that randomly moved out, like structure a 7 month lease, 8 month lease, nine month lease. I think the last one I did, it was a tenant wanted to stay a while, and we gave her like a 17 month lease or something to put us back on April, because we had a tenant that moved out quick. Gives you time to do some rehabs, get it on the market, to capture this next wave to get the highest rent. So people move, like I mentioned with the housing, like people are moving around in the wintertime or in the summertime, excuse me. So that gives you the best opportunity to push those rents and get a good tenant in your property. 20-year unemployment, you can kind of see why I track this stuff. Why I mentioned, as long as people are employed, they're getting their jobs, that means they're looking for houses, they're making money, and the economy's good. I track this stuff because you can kind of see here from the last recession and the last two recessions we had, from the dot-com bubble and the mortgage meltdown, that how fast that unemployment rate really skyrockets through the roof very quickly. Now, I remember from those previous slides that we didn't bottom out and prices stopped falling till June 2011, but it took all about 6 months to go from the 3.5 low to all the way up to 7.5, almost 8 during that last recession. So it does not take long for those values to go up, and then it takes a while for real estate to fall. So I track this stuff as a precursor, an indicator to see which direction is the market going. 0.5% swings, I'm not too worried about, but if I saw that month over month and that employment rate was still really starting to creep up, I'd be looking for a bunch of economic data to see what is going on in the market. Excuse me, I had to grab a drink there. Year-over-year appreciation is something else I also track to kind of see the long-term trends of where prices are going. And you can see here how 2011 is when they stopped year-over-year falling, and here right at the 2012 is when they kind of started taking off, and we've been pegging out the 6 to 10% for quite a while, and now it seems that we're starting to trickle down a little bit, and appreciation starting to slow. But that's why I track the total average from all of these put together. 5.2% every is the average appreciation kind of year over year, and here I track the 12-month average. So we are over the long-term average, but it does seem that we are slowing down some as far as the values, and that's due to affordability. Everyone can't go very far without hearing about that. If you're listening to the news, that home affordability is becoming an issue because they are rising. Home values are rising faster than what wages are rising. So if you go too long with values going up and incomes don't keep up, you're going to hit a shelf there eventually, and people just literally can't afford the homes. So that's what I think is kind of going on. We had that rising interest rates last year that kind of spilled over, and you can kind of see it in some of the data that did help slow down some appreciation and increase the inventory a little bit. Is it made more housing and mortgages more expensive for people? But now they are falling again, so it's going to interesting to see what's going to happen with prices now that interest rates have pulled back some. So now the best part about this that a lot of people like is where to market in San Antonio. If you're flipping, buying rentals, what are you doing? Where is the best area? I do it by zip code and price range to capture whatever it is that you're looking to do with your real estate goals. So now by price range. I do it from zero by 50,000 all the way up to kind of the 500,000 mark, and then go by the 100,000s to kind of see where things are at. And remember that months of inventory balance between buyer and seller is that 6 months of inventory. So you can see that we don't get to that point until you start getting to that 250 to 300,000. Now this is January, so in the summertime these numbers do tend to fall lower, but you can see our shelf in San Antonio where the most in-demand housing price points are is in that $100,000 to $200,000 price range, where you're sitting at 3.2 for the $150,000 to $200,000 price range, and for the $100,000 to $150,000 we're sitting at 2.7. There's a lot of homes that get sold in those price ranges in all of San Antonio. So to see only 2.7 months of inventory means those houses are moving. There is a huge demand for those properties. Now by zip code. So now where's the best zip code that's got the lowest months of inventory, where the most in demand for housing is? And it's no surprise to really see a lot of these in that sub 250 price point, some of them even down under the $200,000 price range. And you're seeing that 1.79 months of inventory. And 78233, for those who live here in San Antonio, is where the zip code where they've just built that new IKEA. It is right there off of 1604 and 35 on the northeast side of San Antonio. And you can see that the average price is 162, so it's right in that hot spot, and it's at 1.79 months of inventory. And to kind of really give you an illustration of what that kind of means, I can go back to February of 2017, 2 years ago, since now that I've been tracking all this stuff myself, and you can see what that kind of appreciation can do over time. I'm driven it up almost, 15,000? Over the course of 2 years. So that stuff does make an effect. When there's a lot of demand for housing in an area, it does drive prices up because appraisers will look at that and see how fast those things are moving. Now I'm looking down this and I am seeing some areas that are not appreciating from their median sales price from 2 years ago. And that's something that's interesting to me that I kind of want to keep an eye on and see what is going on with that. Now, where are the worst zip codes? Now, it's not to say these things are bad zip codes by any means, but it's saying there's a lot of inventory sitting in those areas. So it's not, you need to do something as like, if you're a flipper trying to sell your house and you got that hard money loan, you want to think about doing a little extra to make sure you're not one of these houses sitting on the market in here, and maybe get a better deal, because 8 months of interest on a hard money loan is coming straight out of your bottom line. So that's something that you definitely want to take into account when you are renovating. So while you can get bigger margins in these price points, it's, you see these things really kind of creeping up here into those $300,000-$400,000 that can really affect the saleability of your home. But that's not to say these are all bad either, because you can see that even with 9 months of inventory in 78132, the median sales price has gone from $382,000 up to $431,000. And I just realized a typo here, that should say February 17, not December 16. So sorry about that. But that's just what I kind of illustrate to use in here. If you're kind of looking at doing a renovation in these areas, these hot spots with these bigger price points, chasing those bigger projects, you need to look at your competition level and see how much inventory is on the market. What is your inventory doing? What does it look like? And what do you need to do better to make sure your house is the one that's picked and not one of your competitions, so you can get that house sold and make your money. So with that, I was able to make it in less than my 15-minute time limit this month. But that is the market update for February. I know it's kind of March now by the time this goes out. Going to try to do better to get these things out sooner, but we always like to try to make it towards the last Friday of a month. And since February is kind of a short month and Friday was the first, kind of got out a little late. But depending on where you're listening to this, if you're seeing this on YouTube, you want to get this monthly, you can go to subscribe to our Investors Digest at primehomes.com. If you guys have any questions or comments or want to see something on here, definitely shoot me an email at john@primehomes.com. Also, check out our podcast that we put together that we go inside of our business and give tips and tricks about what we do in our business and how you can become a better, more successful real estate investor from people that are actually doing it in the trenches every single day. Jump onto social media, give us a like to keep stay up to date of what's going on, our projects, our pictures. We post a lot of stuff on there and are very active on Facebook and Instagram. So we will see you guys next month.